Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You left your number.
Oh, yes. I am calling to find out what a charge was on my credit card for $68.89 from you guys. I did a survey the other day, and it said that you get these pots and pans, you just pay for shipping, which was $6.95. Now I see that there was a charge made on my credit card, my MasterCard, for Friday the 4th of $68.89, and I was curious what that is.
Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
Sure. It's 19464.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Kathleen Jackson. And I'm sorry, I have you on speaker. I wet my phone, and I can't hear it now unless I have it on speaker.
Yes, ma'am. Hold for just a moment. Can I have you spell out your email address for me?
Sure. It's KSNOWJACKS. @gmail.com.
And how much were you charged, ma'am?
On your what? I'm sorry.
Yes, how much were you charged?
$68.89.
Okay, can I have the first six digits of the credit card number you put in?
Hold on. And what was your name again?
Yes, my name is Asia.
Asia, that's beautiful. It is, the first six digits are 524306.
Okay, and could the account be under anybody else's name, ma'am?
No.
Okay, and what was your last name?
Jackson.
Can I have the last four digits of that credit card number?
4490.
Okay, thank you for the information. So it looks like, unfortunately, I'm not able to locate no account with you. So you will have to contact your bank for further assistance.
Okay, now, so you don't have anything about pots and pans or anything like that?
Okay, so you would have to just contact your bank with further assistance, because unfortunately we're not able to locate no account with your name or the information you provided. So you have to contact your bank for further assistance.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling us support, and I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too,
bye-bye.
Asia.